Good evening, dear brothers and sisters. We will start this meeting reading Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. This is our call to worship. And God says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Amen. Let's prepare our hearts in a moment of silent prayer. Please rise. People of God, our help is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who made the heaven and earth. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Let's start now our moment for church prayer, singing the hymn number 398, "The Church One Foundation," 398.
Thank you. can't help but when we sing that song to think, especially in verses 3 and 4, there's kind of a bad news and then a good news. And the good news is the joy that we just read about in Philippians. There's a theme, or a note in my Bible, which gives the theme to the book of Philippians. I'd just like to read that before we read it, before we read the scripture. The basic theme of the epistle is joy. There is joy in suffering, for through it God accomplishes good. There is joy in the sacrificial giving of oneself and of one's goods to meet the needs of others and to do God's will, thus following Jesus' example. And there is joy in knowing Christ and experiencing his resurrection power. There is joy when harmony prevails among the brethren, and there is joy in the adequacy of Christ, which produces contentment for every circumstance. True joy produces contentment. So I'd like to read then from Philippians chapter 1, starting at verse 27. Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel. I would just like to repeat those three things that we just read in that sentence. That I may hear of you that you are, first of all, standing fast in one spirit, with one mind, and striving side by side for the faith of the gospel, and not frightened in anything by your opponents. This is a clear sign to them of their destruction, but of your salvation, and that from God. For it has been granted to you that for the sake of Christ, you should not only believe in him, but also suffer for his sake, engaged in the same conflict that you saw I had, and now hear that I still have. So, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And then a few verses later on, it talks about when we strive to do these things that we just read, there's a phrase that says, among whom you will shine like lights in the world. In other words, when we let our light shine in a dark world, our light does shine, and it's for God's glory. Well, let's turn to him in prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We stand amazed, Father, that the creator of the universe, the sovereign Lord of all, would stoop down and love us miserable, lost sinners, redeeming us at the great cost of the suffering and death of your precious Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is beyond our understanding. All of your children here, O Lord, can say from the heart how deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son to make a wretch his treasure. Not only have you loved us and redeemed us, O Lord, but you have sent your Spirit to dwell in us and among us, strengthening, guiding, challenging, disciplining, giving us comfort, peace, and assurance through all the peaks and valleys and joys and sorrows that we experience as individuals and as your body of believers here at Walker Church. We love you, Lord, for first loving us, for giving us your word, the Bible, for adopting us into the very family of God, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, for showing us how to thank you and please you by living our lives for your glory. We love you, Father, for the gift of your church. You have bound us together in unity as the bride of Christ. Thank you, O Lord, for your church universal, drawn from every land and tribe down through the ages to this present time and now on into eternity. And thank you, Father, for this part of your church which you have placed us in here at Walker. We love you, O Lord, and we want to please you with our lives. We thank you for the gift of faith. Yet we confess, Lord, that our efforts to love and please you are often weak and imperfect, influenced greatly by the sin which cleaves to us. We confess, Lord, that we often do not love you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We often do not love sacrificially as you have loved us. Nor do we show love and compassion to our neighbors as we ought. Father, you have given us your very word, the gospel of our salvation and our hope. Yet we often do not hunger for it as we ought. Our faith is often weak, and so our trust in you is weak, and our witness is weak. Our lives often do not show the profound thankfulness we owe you. Our pursuit of holiness is weak, and we confess, Lord, that we are so easily influenced by the ungodly culture around us. Instead of being salt and light, our witness is often tarnished from our apathy, weak faith, disunity, and fear. As we confess our sins and weaknesses, we plead to you, O Lord, to your throne of grace for mercy. You are faithful to forgive and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You have bought us with the precious blood of your Son, our Savior. Father, such a great sacrifice from such a great love assures us that we, your children here at Walker and worldwide throughout all time, are precious and loved by you with an everlasting love. Thank you, Father, for loving us, redeeming us, and caring for us through all the days of our life. Thank you for the blessed assurance we can have in knowing that we are living our lives safely in the hands of our loving and caring Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Father, we thank you for the precious unity amongst us, and we pray that you will be pleased to continue to bless your children here at Walker through whatever trials and challenges you lay before us. Be with our elders and deacons and all those involved in the life of this church. Thank you, Father, for the gifts that you have given each and every member of this congregation. We pray, Father, that you would grant us true lowliness, genuine humility, and much wisdom as we seek to serve and honor you and this body here at Walker. Give us willing hearts to serve and delight and joy in using these gifts for your glory. Father, we pray for all those among us who are mourning the loss of loved ones, some recent and some perhaps well into the past. May the joy that outlasts our sorrow give comfort and peace. Be near to those among us going through times of sickness and surgeries and tests and waiting for results and for courses of treatment. The unknown of the future is often frightening, Father. Help us to put all of our trust in you. Father, we pray for those in our congregation with special needs and their families as they love and care for them. Give them all that they stand in need of and continue to bless these precious members with your Spirit. Father, we thank you for the blessing of all the children among us, from infants on up. Please equip the parents as they raise these covenant children. Bless them, strengthen, and encourage these families as they grow together in knowledge and love for you. Father, because we are prone to sin, we often suffer brokenness in our relationships, in our homes and families, and in your church. Help us to keep our eyes fixed upon you, loving and forgiving and reconciling in the same way that you have loved us, forgiven us, and reconciled us to you. Give us your Spirit, Father, that we might have wisdom and that you receive glory, even in our present trials. Father, bless us in our public worship services. Our desire is to gather for your praise and glory and our edification and growth in holiness. Give us your Spirit each time we gather, and bless your word as it goes forth from your servants. Open our ears and our hearts to make us willing and ready to let your light shine through us in a dark, lost world. Thank you for giving us faithful ministers from week to week, and we ask for your blessing on the efforts of our newly formed search committee. Father, be with your children in the persecuted church as well. Evil often seems to prevail, and your children suffer. Strengthen and comfort those persecuted for your sake. Prepare us, Lord, to be strong and faithful in our love and devotion to you. Father, as we consider your providential care for your church, we marvel at and are so thankful for your plan in bringing Chadash and Gulen and Mevzin to us here many years ago. We have grown to love them and they us. We are so thankful you brought us together and for your rich blessings on this entire process. And now as they are spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in the barren mission field of Turkey, we ask, Father, that you be with them, protect them physically, mentally, and spiritually. Prosper their labors for Jesus' sake. And we ask, Father, that we be found faithful in our continuing love and support. Our prayer, Father, is that many living in darkness in the country of Turkey come to faith and trust in Jesus Christ. We love you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for the church. Thank you for establishing and sustaining her down through the ages. Thank you for the glory that awaits her. We long for the day of peace forevermore, when your church, your great church, victorious, will be the church at rest. As we await that day, O Lord, give us your Spirit that we may glorify you with our lives. We ask this in the precious name of our Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ, and for his sake alone. Amen.
Let's pray now for agriculture. We will start singing a hymn, number 115, Thy Might Sets Fast the Mountains. And the church rise and we sing.
Thank you. The scripture reading I'm going to read tonight is Psalm 65, 9 through 13. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain, for so you have prepared it. You water its furrows abundantly, settling its ridges, softening it with showers, and blessing its growth. You crown the year with your bounty. Your wagon tracks overflow with abundance. The pastures of the wilderness overflow. The hills gird themselves with joy. The meadows clothe themselves with flocks. The valleys deck themselves with grain. They shout and sing together for joy. Let's pray. Our gracious Father in heaven, we come before you tonight as your children to ask for continued blessing in the field of agriculture. Agriculture is an important gift given to us by you, and we respectfully ask for your continued guidance and blessing on this industry. You created the world out of nothing. You spoke, and it was good. You are the creator. You are the sustainer. You watch over your handiwork day to day, year to year. All of the ranchers, farmers, and growers depend on your good grace to supply the right amount of rain at the right time. They depend on you to give the sunshine and the warm temperatures necessary for the crops to flourish in order to provide us and the creatures of the earth with our daily bread. In addition to good weather, we also ask you to protect the harvest from diseases, pests, and natural disasters. Lord, we realize that you have power over all things and more. So help us put our faith and trust in you alone. Please relieve the farmers and the growers from their worries and anxiousness, for they cannot control nature, and also give them a peace that surpasses understanding, that is grounded in the faith that you will provide. We ask you to protect, preserve, and prosper the small family farms in our community. Be with the laborer in the field. Protect them from exhaustion and injury. Bless them with good health and well-being. With the rising cost of living and farming, help them manage the money and resources given by you to provide for their families while still providing for others. Guide those in the local, state, and federal government to make wise decisions with good, godly discernment. They are the ones who make decisions that affect the entire livelihoods of the farmers, so we ask that they make the right choices. We ask that you impress upon them the value of private property rights and the right to operate in a competitive market so that they do not impose burdensome regulations and taxes that stifle innovation and growth. You gave us a task in the creation mandate, and that is to be good stewards of this earth. We need to make proper use of this wonderful, beautiful planet that you have given to us. You have placed man in dominion over all creation, so we ask you to give us wisdom in conserving and sustaining this world. Again, we ask you to bless those involved in the agriculture industry. Help us to appreciate and recognize the value of hard work and the sacrifice that goes into the production of the food that sustains us. We pray all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We will have a time for offerings now. I know it's not in your bulletin, but in the previous one, was said that we will have a collection tonight for Crossroad Christian Ministry. So let's have a time for offerings. We will now have a time for prayer, speaking about industry, and preparing for that, we will sing the hymn number 174, O Teach Thou Us to Count Our Days, 174. Let's rise and sing to the Lord.
Turn in your Bibles with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. We'll read from verses 9 to 15, and then we'll turn to Psalm 8, and lastly, 2 Timothy. So beginning with Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 9 through 15. What profit has the worker from that in which he labors? I have seen the God-given task with which the sons of men are to be occupied. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice and to do good in their lives. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing taken from it. God does it that men should fear before him, that which is has already been, and what is to be has already been, and God requires an account of what is past. We turn to Psalm 8, verses 3 through 8. Psalm 8, verses 3 through 8. Beginning at verse 3. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Finally, to 2 Timothy 2:15. Beginning at verse 15, 2 Timothy 2. Be diligent to present yourselves approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. If you'd bow your heads with me, we'll pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come with fervent hearts to praise you, Lord. You are the Word, the Way, the Truth, and Life. It is with broken and humbled hearts we repent of our sins, confessing to you our faithlessness, prayerlessness, and disobedience. Forgive us for our doubt, our prideful and quarrelsome words that reveal our unclean hearts. Cleanse us and renew a right and steadfast spirit within us, we pray. It is with grateful hearts we thank you for the blessings in our life, our work, our employment, or vocations that you've called us to. They are more than we are able to count. Your grace and goodness to all generations. Lord, help us to refrain from complaining, but instead be prompted to pray faithfully in every circumstance. Teach us to have a content heart, knowing you are always enough and sufficient for our every need, caring for us even in times of trouble, fatigue, and adversity. We pray, Lord, for our business leaders and owners where we are employed, that they would be men or women of great character, of integrity, humbleness of spirit and heart, honest in speech and actions, empathic in caring for those who labor for them as you do for us, that they would cast out any greed, selfish ambitions, or idols and lay them on the altar of repentance. We pray, Lord, that you would endow them with sound minds and judgments to sustain their business for generations to come as we labor for them, that they would be of good service in working with other companies and clients and workers alike now and in the future, that they would have strong foundational values and integrity, using their wealth to give back to others, to value their workers, and to bring honor to your kingdom, to stay focused on the tasks that you have called them to. We pray, Lord, for our shift work leaders, that they would have hearts that are genuinely concerned with the overall well-being of their workers besides the product that they are toiling to produce, that you would lead them to success in all good things as they deal with other people and their charges in the business world. Lord, we pray that our businesses, our industries, and enterprises will be filled with a workforce that is filled with a spirit of excellence, diligence, and unity in all that they do, that they would be diligent in the use of the gifts and skills that you have endowed them with, that the workers would receive just wages for their labors, that they would seek the honest and righteous path to becoming better at their craft to do all for your glory and perform their tasks diligently. Lord, we pray for those that are underemployed or those that might be unemployed, that you would guide them to a vocation and a job that they can sustain their families. And we thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness to us. We ask, Lord, that these businesses would value and encourage one another, that the workers would encourage one another, showing kindness and sharing one another's burdens and gifts that you've endowed them with, working hard to ensure that they are worthy of the wages they receive. Lord, we pray that you would bless our endeavors, that you would pour out a spirit of generosity into the mountain of business in which we labor, to enable us to prosper, and that we and our workers would benefit therein as well, not for selfish gain, but to ensure that the benefits of the work of all our hands will be a great blessing to each family, the community, and to your kingdom as well. That we would be shining lights as workers, an exemplar in all you would have us do in the vocations that you've called us to. We ask, Lord, that you would hear our prayers for the vocations, businesses, and industries that you've called us to toil in. That the prosperity you give, whether great or small, will be used wisely and for your glory. We thank you, Lord, for the health and the skills you've given us, and ask, Lord, that you'd bless our toils. We thank you, Lord, for the workers that are within the church itself, that you would bless these ministers of the word, the elders and the deacons and the other workers that sustain this church. We thank you, Lord, for the rich blessings that we have as a body and the unity that we have in spirit and through your word. And we ask, Lord, that you would have mercy on us, that you would bless us as we set about our daily tasks and toils, that we do all for your glory, be shining examples within our businesses and our communities. We thank you, Lord, for all these gifts that you've given to us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. We will pray now for the government, and we will start singing the hymn number 443, Faith of Our Fathers, 443, and the church rises and we sing.
Thank you. scripture is 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14. And these are the words of the Lord God speaking to Solomon. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear them from heaven and forgive the sins and heal their land. Shall we pray? Our sovereign Lord and God, you have created this world and universe. You have established the powers that rule us. And you are the God who has instituted governments to bring order to your world. Lord, we pray to you this evening because you have called us as your children to respect our government and our nation and to pray for our leaders. Sovereign God, you made the heavens and the earth and everything in them. You spoke by the Holy Spirit through the mouths of your servants. And so we would pray that you would enable us as your Christian people to speak your words with boldness and to unite in prayer for the working of the Holy Spirit in our hearts, in our homes, and in our workplaces, and where you and your providence have placed us. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this great and wonderful land in which we live, and for the freedom and the measure of prosperity and peace that we enjoy. Surely you have greatly blessed our land and blessed us in giving us homes in this beautiful part of the world. Lord, let us too be reminded that our country was founded by those who sought civil and religious liberty. We thank you, Lord, for those early settlers who left their homes and families confident that they were being guided by Almighty God to find a new country where they could worship you according to their own conscience. Thank you, Father, that we live in a land where we are free to worship, where we are free to speak, we are free from want, and we are free from fear. As we look back at the early years of our country, we are thankful that faith in God was repeatedly expressed in early national documents. We thank you that even the Declaration of Independence, some 200 years ago, declared the dependence of this nation on God for preservation and safety. If it may be your will, Lord, may our nation rediscover that unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Sometimes, Lord, it's hard to know where to begin or how to pray for our nation today. We just know we have a deep ache in our hearts that cries out for God's mercy and a longing to see you bring healing to our land. O Lord, we live in an ever-changing world, one that at times just makes no sense. From natural disasters to terrorist attacks to hate crimes to mass shootings, we get in-depth reports from every news outlet, and we watch these reports, trying to find some reason for these tragic acts. Despite the chaos, Lord, we know that as Christians, we are called to trust God, to share in his love and mercy. Your word tells us, don't worry about anything, but in everything through prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Lord, with this scripture in mind, we pray to you this evening. We know the same power that broke prison chains, that raised Lazarus from the dead, and parted the Red Sea is the same power that is at work still today. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Father, as we face these uncertain times in our nation, we ask you, Lord, to dwell among us. We are comforted by the knowledge that you alone are our Savior and Lord, and the ultimate master of life. We trust our nation to your loving care. We ask that you touch the hearts of our nation's leaders. Give them the wisdom to know what's right and the courage to do it. Give us your light and your truth to guide our ways so that we may seek your will in our lives and impact the world around us for your kingdom. Our Father, we pray that today's political leaders will recognize how small they really are. May they realize the words from Scripture that righteousness exalteth a nation, but that sin is a reproach to any people. We pray, Father, for wisdom for our president, for our vice president, for congressmen and women, and for their advisors. And we are grateful for the Christian leaders who dare to witness for their faith in Jesus Christ. Again, Lord, help us as citizens to be truly grateful for America's religious heritage. May we realize that it is our duty to be informed on political issues. May we vote wisely and with discernment when that is our privilege. Help us to be truly grateful that we have a voice in government through our vote and through our prayers. Also, Lord, we commend to you the many problems facing our nation. We think of the problem of crime and lawlessness, not only in our streets, but also in high places of government. We think of the gun violence taking place throughout our country, the mass shootings, even in our nation's schools and churches. We think of the problem of poverty, of the distribution of our nation's wealth to care for the poor. The attacks on the institution of marriage, the issues of homosexual behavior and transgenderism, confronting our nation, Lord, and our world. The drug and opioid crisis, the fentanyl crisis, the issues of abortion, of human trafficking, the wars and political and religious unrest throughout this world. We pray, Lord, that our leaders may address themselves to these problems and work together to find solutions in your providence, so that rather than larger jails, we may see more respect for authority and lawful living. Rather than more welfare programs, may there be employment and livable wages. And may we find solutions to gun violence with common sense laws and return to moral values. Lord, may the leaders of our nation and of the world work for solutions to human right violations. Lord, may this nation return to its moral foundation, its reliance on you as the sovereign God. And Father, we remember too the men and women who serve in our country's military. Men and women far from their families, far from the comforts of home, and from everyday activities. These are men and women that are our brothers, our sisters, our sons and daughters, parents and neighbors, classmates and friends. These are men, Lord, from our Walker congregation. These are men and women that risk their lives daily for our freedom. Lord, our hearts are filled with gratitude for these men and women that serve our country and for the sacrifices their families make so that we may all enjoy the blessing of freedom. We praise you for calling them to help protect us and for giving them the courage and ability to do their jobs well. We ask that you guide their choices and their actions. Lord, help them to see you working in their daily lives, whether at home or abroad. Surround them with your mighty angels. Protect them in your mercy. Cover them with your grace and guard their hearts while they are far from loved ones. Lord, we ask that you hold these families close. May they look to you for the strength and peace that only you can give. Again, Father, we pray for all those in authority. We pray for your miraculous intervening. We pray for blind eyes to be open and for many to see your power, Lord, as never before. We remember the powerful truth upon which this nation was founded, that we are one nation under God. You, Lord, are where our real hope is found, not in our leaders, not in our economy, not in our military strength. We are reminded of your word that tells us that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. We are also reminded that it is God who changes the times and seasons. He sets up kings, he deposes them. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. Thank you, Lord, for your great power. We praise you for your truth. We are grateful that you have set us free from the clutching grasp of sin and death. We ask, Lord, that you be with your people, extending your grace, granting your freedom, providing your protection, and empowering with your strength. We ask that you would bring about an awakening of your presence to America as never before. We ask that your name be proclaimed, that all plans to silence the name of Jesus would be thwarted and crushed. We pray that many would come to know you as Lord and our Savior. We pray that many would see your light and you would open blind eyes. We pray, Lord, that you would unify your people for the glory of your name, that all who call themselves Christians would rise up believing your great truth. Wake us up, Lord. Remind us to live aware, to listen to your words, to be willing to make a difference in this land. We pray for your great healing on America. Our times, Lord, are in your hands. Thank you that you are rich in mercy and full of grace. Thank you that you are forgiving and merciful. Thank you that you are mighty and strong. We ask that you bring honor to your name, O Lord, for you alone are worthy. In the powerful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Church of God, what a privilege for us to be able to offer our prayers to God at this evening and know that our God is listening to his people through the Holy Spirit of God. Let's rise. We will receive the benediction of the Lord, and then we will sing the doxology 489. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Please rise. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Let's sing.